在过去，我用的一些时间跟大家交通到与神同行的父母。
In the past, I've shared many times with brothers and sisters on the topic of being parents walking with God.
虽然很多还有很多关于做父母的话，我们可以彼此交通。
Even though still there are much to say about the lesson of being parents.
但是我想把这个主题暂时停下来。
I'd like to stop on this topic for a while.
让弟兄姊妹，我们一同去现在生活上去操练。
That we may go and practice and experience these lessons.
最近在我个人的顺次序每一天的读圣经的生活当中，我读到撒母耳记。
According to the sequence of my Bible reading, I've recently read 1 Samuel.
我今天盼望与大家交通神的仆人撒母耳。
So today I'd like to share with you a topic, the servant of God, Samuel.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你把一些忠心服侍你的仆人，如同云彩的围绕着我们。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for you have surrounded us like a cloud of witness of your faithful servants.
主，你叫我们注目单单仰望你。
Lord, you ask us to fix our eyes upon you.
主，我们今天就来学习单单的来仰望你。
But today we want to learn to trust in you alone.
当你召集我们在你名下聚集的时候，我们求你赐下你自己的同在。
Lord, as you have gathered us together, Lord, we ask that you grant us your presence.
我们求你用宝血来遮盖我们一切的亏欠。
Will you cover us all our shortcomings with your precious blood?
我们求你清洁我们的心，以致我们跟你没有难阻。
We ask that you cleanse our hearts, that we have that there be no hindrance between you and us.
我们也求你用你的膏抹讲的、翻译的，更重要的是听的。
And we ask for your anointing upon the speaker.The translator, and more importantly, everyone who listens.
以致我们无论讲的、翻的、听的，都一同在你的话面前蒙恩典遇见你。
That we may all receive grace, and we may all meet you, Lord.
好叫你的心在你的家中能够得喜悦。
That your heart may rejoice in your house.
把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
我们也真的确实的来学习爱你。
And we're truly here to learn to love you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 撒母耳是一个扭转时代的人。
Samuel is a vessel to turn around the generation, the time.
是他把黑暗荒凉的世事时代扭转，成为神在他百姓中掌权的国度时代。
He was able to turn around this desolate, this time, so that God can start again, once again to work in his people.
四世纪最后一章，最后的一节，这样说，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In the last verse of the book of Judges, it says this. It says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
神就是借助这个撒母耳带进神所要的国度时期。
And God used this Samuel to bring in a time that God intends to be.
叫神能够得着一个合乎他心意的人大卫。
That God may regain a man after his own heart.
离他做神百姓的君王。
David to be the king of his people.
我们先来看撒母耳这个名字。
First, let's look at the name Samuel.
撒母耳在旧约希伯来文原文里头是由两个字组成的。
The word Samuel in original language in Hebrew consists of two words.
是 Shammah 和 L。
It's Samar and El。
他的出生本身就是由于这个 Samar El 而来的。
His birth has very much to do with Samar and El。
Samar 就是聆听。
Samar means listens。
El 就是神。
And El is God。
他的出生是由于神聆听他母亲哈拿的祈求而来的。
His birth was all because God has heard the prayer of his mother Hannah.
在撒母耳记上第一章二十节这样说。
1 Samuel 1 verse 20 says this.
哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说，这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked for him from the Lord.
原来撒母耳在撒母耳记上第一章第一节到十一节已经告诉我们。
In 1 Samuel from chapter 1 verse 1 to through to 11 tells us,
哈拿的丈夫以利加拿是很爱她的。
That Hannah's wife Elkanah truly loves her.
只是她没有儿女。
But she was barren.
可能因此她丈夫娶了另外一个妻子比尼拿。
Perhaps that was the reason that her husband married another wife Penina.
比尼拿她也替丈夫生了儿女了。
Penina bore children for her husband.
哈拿因说没有儿女，她很痛苦。
Because Hannah was barren, she was sorrowful, very sorrowful.
在旧约里头，一个女人没有生育是一个羞辱。
In the Old Testament, if a woman is barren, it's a shameful thing.
表示她得不到神给她的祝福。
It means that she is not receiving blessing from the Lord.
是不蒙神赐福的。
She is not blessed by the Lord.
她为这个已经是很难受了。
Because of this, she was already sad.
但是叫她更难受、更难堪的是在第六节跟第七节。
But what grieves her even more was in verse 6 and verse 7.
撒母耳记上第一章第六节、第七节说，比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做她的对头，大大的激动她，要使她生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以尼加拿都以双份给哈拿。比尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。
1 Samuel 1 verse 6 and 7 says, And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat.
每年都是这样。
Year by year.
可能在家里头天天都是这样。
Perhaps at home is day by day.
我想哈拿对于这个对头的迫害啊，祷告了很久了。
Perhaps Hannah has been praying for a long time for the matter of being provoked by her rival.
她为自己不能够生育祷告了许多年了。
She has been praying for her barrenness for many years.
但是神好像一直都没有听她的祷告。
But as if God has not heard her prayer.
我们可以想象哈拿最初的祷告都是从自己做出发点的。
We can see that Hannah's prayer originally were self-centered.
纯粹是为自己求儿子。
Was purely asking for a son for her own, for herself.
为自己的愁苦，为别人的激动而求的。
She prayed for her own sorrow and for the fact that she's being provoked by her rival.
但是当他不断为求儿子而祷告的时候呢，他心中就慢慢产生出一个意念。
But as she continued to pray for a son, there is a thought that came into her mind.
从只关心自己的需要开始，关心神心中的需要。
From originally caring for her own interest, she started to care about God's need.
所以今年他有一个不同的祷告。
So this year she had a different prayer.
这一次他求神赐给他一个儿子。
This time she asked for the Lord to give her a male child.
他要叫这个儿子终身归于耶和华侍奉他。
But she wants to let this male child to be consecrated to the Lord all the days of his life.
第十节十一节说，哈拿心里愁苦，就通通哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷恋不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
Verse 10 and 11, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.
虽然他的祷告开始是为自己的，但是因为他在祷告中与神交通，神就有机会向人向他启示他的心意。
Even though at the beginning of her prayer, she only cared about her own interest, but in that process, God was able to have fellowship with Hannah.
当人把神的心意祷告出来的时候，当神等候了很久的祷告出来的时候，神就立刻替哈拿伸冤。
And when God had revealed his own heart to Hannah, and when Hannah had prayed out God's heart in that prayer, God immediately listened, heard her prayer.
其实神等了这么久。
Indeed, God has been waiting.
不是因为他不顾念哈拿的苦情。
Not because God does not look at the affliction of Hannah.
他乃是爱哈拿，拣选她做一个蒙福的女人。
But because the Lord has chosen Hannah to be a blessed woman,
成为一个神伟大仆人撒母耳的母亲。
To be the mother of a great servant of God, Samuel.
神这样等待，事实上要生更大的冤屈。
God has so waited in order to do a greater thing.
神为要以色列人伸冤的时候到了。要把他的百姓从仇敌的欺压里头拯救出来。
It's time for God to revenge for Israel, for his own people, to deliver them out of the hand of their enemies.
他在地上终于找到一个工作的出口，一个合乎神心意的祷告。
Finally, the Lord has found a vessel he can work upon, a prayer that is pleasing to his heart.
他能够赐下一个忠心仆人撒母耳，赐下一个扭转几百年黑暗荒凉世事时代的撒母耳。
He is able to bring up a servant of God, Samuel, who will turn around the time.
几年之后，撒母耳断了以后
，A few years later, when Samuel was weaned,
哈拿就照着他当初向神的祷告。把儿子带到圣殿归于耶和华了。
Hannah consecrated Samuel to the Lord according to her prayer, her vows that she made to the Lord.
把儿子放在那里，终身的归于耶和华。
She brought Samuel to the temple so that he is consecrated to the Lord all the days of his life.
然后在撒母耳记上第二章第一节到第十节。再用祷告向神发出赞美。
Then in chapter 2, from verse 1 to verse 10, again she prayed to the Lord and praising the Lord.
是一个预言弥赛亚伟大的祷告。
That prayer is such a great prayer of prophecy, prophesying the coming of the Messiah.
圣灵把它记下来了。
The Holy Spirit has written down this prayer.
我们稍微看一下。
Let's look at this prayer.
第一章第一节，他说：“我的心因耶和华快乐。”
First verse says, "My heart rejoices in the Lord."
哈拿的心从因得儿子而欢乐感恩，现在转变成因耶和华本身而欢乐赞美敬拜。
Yes, Hannah did rejoice.For that she had received a male child, but now her heart rejoices because her rejoices in the Lord.
我的口向仇敌张口。
My I smile at my enemies, or I open my mouth at the enemies.
我的口向仇敌张开，在第一节。
Verse 1, I smile at my enemies.
他的口不是向他的对头比尼拿张口发出苦毒或者反击。
She did not smile at her rival and express bitterness.
那是向他的对头张口发出向神的赞美。
But she smiled at the enemies and she was praising the Lord.
第二节，只有耶和华为圣，也没有磐石像我的神。
Verse 2, no one is holy like the Lord, but there is none besides you. There is no rock like our God.
通过神给他的拯救，他认识神的圣洁。
From God's deliverance, she knew God's holiness.
他经历神是他最可依靠的，最坚定的磐石。
She experienced that only God alone is the rock that she can trust upon.
第三节，人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语，因为耶和华是大有知识的神，人的行为被他衡量。
Verse 3, talk no more so very proudly, let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed.
我们今天每个人的行为，今天就被神衡量。
All our actions today are weighed by the Lord.
但是这个衡量的结果和显出可能是今天。
And the result of that weighing, the assessment, will be either be manifest today,
也可能是明天。
Or tomorrow.
或许是人生的尽头。
Or perhaps at the end of our lives.
或者到见主面的那个时候。
Or perhaps when we come to see the Lord.
所以人今天不可夸口说骄傲的话。
So no one can boast and say words of arrogance.
第四、第五节有三个对比。
Verse 4 and 5, there are three comparisons.
勇士的弓都已截断，跌倒的人以力量束腰，素来饱足的反作容人求死，饥饿的再不饥饿。不生育的生了七个儿子，多有儿女的反倒衰微。
The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumble are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger. Even the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble.
第六、第七节讲到神四方面的主权。
Verse 6 and 7 spoke about four aspects of God's sovereignty.
我们可以一起来读。
So we read together.
耶和华使人死，也使人活，使人下阴间，也使人往上升。他使人贫穷，也使人富足，使人卑微，也使人高贵。神是大能的。
God is mighty.
他是管理一切。
He is the one who governs all things.
他说万事都要互相效力，叫爱使人得益处。
He said all things will work together for the good of those who love him.
第八节讲到神的百姓，包括今天蒙恩得救的你跟我。
Verse 8 talks about the people of God, including you and I today.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
他从灰尘抬起贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得坐荣耀的座位。地的柱子属于耶和华，他将世界立在其上。第九到第十节更是指着弥赛亚的预言。
And verse 9 and 10 are prophecies concerning Messiah.
我们也一起来读。
Let's read together. You will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent.
人都不能靠力量得胜，与耶和华争竞的必被打碎。耶和华必从天上以雷攻击他，必审判地极的人，将力量赐予所立的王， 高举受高者的脚。
Of his anointed.
通过这个祷告，我们就看见哈拿从个人经历主的拯救，把他带进神对他百姓的心意。
Through this prayer, we can see that by God's deliverance, Hannah was brought into knowing the heart of God.
Hannah 成为一个恒为祷告的人。
Hannah becomes a woman of prayer.
她关心神所关心的子民。
She truly has concern for God's people.
她向往神所要高立的君王。
She looked forward to the anointed one of the Lord.
她祷告出神的心意中的弥赛亚国度。
In her prayer, she was expressing God's Messiah, the prophecy of about Messiah.
最后在十一节，哈拿就跟丈夫以利加拿回家了。
And in verse 11, she returned to her house with her husband.
把幼小的撒母耳，刚刚断奶的撒母耳，留在大祭司以利那里学习侍奉神。
But she left the child Samuel.To minister to the Lord before Eli the priest.
那个时候断奶是比较晚的，大概三岁左右。
This child has just been weaned. At the time, the children are weaned about three years old.
我们看过撒母耳的出生是正与他的名字神聆听。
We can see that Samuel's name has very much to do with.How he was born, by God hearing the prayer of his mother.
现在我们来看看他的成长，也离不开他的名字神聆听。
Now let's look at his upbringing. It also has much to do with God hearing the prayers.
撒母耳的成长的环境是个非常可怕、黑暗的环境。
The generation that Samuel was brought up in is such a dark generation.
根本就是一个训练他藐视神的一个环境。
It's rather a time to train him to despise God.
就如撒母耳记上第二章十二节到十七节所说的。
Just like what is described in verse 12 through to verse 17.
撒母耳记上第二节十二节第二章十二节到十七节，我们也一起来读。
Let's read together, verse
12
to verse
17. 以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。这二祭司待百姓是这样的规矩：凡有人献祭、正主肉的时候，祭司的仆人就来，手拿三尺的叉子，将叉子往罐里、花顶里、花壶里、花窝里一插，插上来的肉，祭司都取了去。凡上到示罗的以色列人，他们都是这样看待。又在未消之油之前，祭司的仆人就来对献祭的人说：“将肉给祭司，叫他烤吧。他不要煮过的，要生的。”献祭的人若说：“必须先消脂油，然后你可以随意取肉。”仆人就说：“你立时给我，不然我便抢去。”如此，这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。这两个祭司就是当时的大祭司以利的两个儿子。
These two priests, the two young men, were children of the great high priest Eli.
我们继续读十八、十九节。
Let's continue to read verse 18 and 19.
再到十八节说，那时撒母耳还是孩子，称作示麻布的以弗德，洗礼在耶和华面前。
But Samuel ministered before the Lord, even as a child, wearing a linen ephod.
十九节，他母亲每年为他做一件小外袍，同着丈夫上来献年祭的时候带来给他。
Verse 19. Moreover, his mother used to make him a little robe and bring it to him year by year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice.
撒母耳就是在这个大祭司以利两个做祭司的儿子的榜样底下来学习侍立在耶和华面前的。
Samuel learned to minister before the Lord in the bad, under the bad influence and examples of these two sons of Eli.
你想想，作为母亲的哈拿看见这个情况有什么感觉？
Let's try to imagine what Hannah had felt.
她心里焦急不焦急，惧怕不惧怕呢？
Would she be rather anxious or afraid?
正所谓孟母三迁呢。
In Chinese, there's an example of a mother of Mengzi who moved three times because she wants her children to have a good environment to grow up in.
你看见那个地方有好学校，你就搬到那里住。
We do the same today. Whenever there's a good school, you will move to that suburb.
如果是你跟我呢，我们一定把这个撒母耳带走。放弃叫孩子学习侍奉神。
If you and I were Hannah, perhaps we will take Samuel away.
但是很奇妙啊，在二十一节下半段他这样说。
But very amazingly, in verse 21, it says this.
那孩子撒母耳在耶和华面前渐渐长大。
Meanwhile, the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
26节，孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
Then in verse 26, and the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men.
在这样的环境下，撒母耳怎样能够渐渐长大耶和华与人越发喜爱他的心？
In such an environment, how could Samuel grow in stature and in favor both with the Lord and with men?
我相信这个是由于撒母耳有一个很会祷告的母亲哈拿。
I believe it's very much to do with Samuel having a mother who knows how to pray.
可能他在家中为儿子撒母耳做一件小外袍的时候。
Perhaps as she was making this little robe for Samuel every year.
每针每线，他都在为远方的孩子祷告。
Every time she was knitting the robe, she was praying for her child.
这个给我们做父母的一个很大的鼓励。
This is such an encouragement for us being parents.
如果今天我们的孩子身处的成长环境对他有很不好的影响的时候，
If the environment is now giving our children a bad influence,
如果这个环境是神量给的，
If this is an environment that God has measured to them,
甚至如果今天你觉得你的配偶不能够与你同心合意的祷告，
Or even if you feel that your spouse are not praying together with you in one accord.
他还没有准备好。
She or he is not ready.
他甚至不能够做个好的爸爸或者妈妈。
He is not a good father or a good mother.
不能够成为孩子的好榜样。
He or she is not able to be a good influence to your children.
甚至会给孩子很多坏影响。
Perhaps even giving many bad influences.
但是我们都不需要灰心。
We need not lose heart.
也不要埋怨配偶。
Nor do we complain with our spouse.
你我可以学习哈拿一样，在孩子背后做一个祷告的人。
We can learn just like Hannah to be a man of prayer, to be praying for our children before the Lord.
当你我将学习做个祷告的人的时候，
When we learn to be the one who prays,
我们就自然会学习在孩子面前做一个合乎神心意的爸爸或者妈妈。
then we will learn how to be a man, a father or a mother of God's own heart before our children.
不是要求配偶，那是自己祷告，自己学习。
Not to demand on our spouse, but we learn ourselves to pray before the Lord.
学习做一个合乎神心意的丈夫或者妻子。
And to learn to be a husband or a wife after God's own heart.
神是可以看顾你我的孩子的。
God can look after our children.
他可以亲自的培养他成长的。
He can raise up our children.
甚至在一个不理想的环境下成长。
Even under a bad environment.
只要神找到你愿意与他同工。
As long as God can find you and I, co-work with Him through prayer.
我们继续看。
Let's continue to read.
从历代志上第六章，我们知道撒母耳是一个立位人，是带着一个服侍神的身份的。
From 1 Chronicles chapter 6, we know that Samuel is one who serves the Lord as a Levite.
他父亲以利加拿是一个以法莲族的立位人。
His father, Elkanah, is a Levite in the tribe of Ephraim.
但是因着住在以法莲地，所以在撒母耳记上第一章第一节里头，他被称为以法莲人。
Because he dwells in the mountain of Ephraim, he was called Ephraimite.
所以撒母耳本身其实是个利未人。
But Samuel, he himself is from the tribe of Levi.
撒母耳不单只是一个利未人，他更是一个拿示尔人。
Not only is he a Levite, he's also a Nazarite.
正如神聆听哈拿在第一章十一节的许愿说，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃大的头。
Just like the vow that Hannah made to the Lord in verse 11 of chapter 1, where it says verse 11, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
四世纪十三章第五节给我们很清楚的说明。
Judges chapter 13 verse 5 tell us something.
当时这个是指着参孙说的。
Of course it spoke about Samson at the time.
你必怀孕生一个儿子，不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就跪神做拿示尔人。
But behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb.
我们知道参孙也是个拿示尔人。
We know that Samson was also a Nazarite.
那么什么叫拿示尔人？
So what does it mean to be a Nazarite?
民数记第六章，差不多整章都是讲到拿示尔人。
Numbers chapter 6, the whole chapter talks about Nazarite.
民数记第六章第四节到第八节，我们来看。
Let's look at Numbers chapter 6, verse 6 to verse 8.
民数记第六章第四节。
verse 4 to verse 8.
在一切离俗的日子，或许我们。可以先来看第一、第二节。
Or perhaps we'll start from verse 1 and 2.
耶和华对摩西说，你小谕以色列人说，无论男女许了特别的愿，就是拿示尔人的愿，要离俗归耶和华。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, When either a man or woman consecrates an offering,to take the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to the Lord.
那我们来看第四节到第八节。
Then let's read verse 4 to verse 8.
在一切离俗的日子，凡葡萄树上的上结的，自挖、自喝、自皮所做的物，都不可吃。 在他一切许愿遗俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，也要由发垢长长了。他要圣洁，直到离俗归耶和华的日子满了。在他离俗归耶和华的日子，一切的日子，不可挨近死尸。
All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grape wine, from seed to skin. All the days of the vow of his separation no razor shall come upon his head, until the days are fulfilled for which he separates himself to the Lord. He shall be holy, then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow. All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body.
这里告诉我们，当一个人许愿在某一个时期里头把自己分别出来归给神做拿示尔人的时候，
He says if a man takes a vow to consecrate a certain period of his life to the Lord，
这个时期里头他就要第一清酒浓酒都不喝。
Then during this period firstly he cannot drink any wine or intoxicating wine。
第二，不剃头发。
Then he could not. Secondly, he could not put any, could not shave his hair.
第三，不挨近死人。
Then thirdly, he could not touch any dead bodies.
另外，利未人只是在25岁到50岁的期间任职办理会幕的事。
Levites only serving the Lord, minister to the Lord between age 20 to age 50. 25 to 50.
撒母耳呢，乃是从母腹中就开始做拿示尔人。
However, Samuel was separated to be consecrated to the Lord even from his mother's womb.
终身归给耶和华，永远住在耶和华的殿。
And he's consecrated to the Lord for all the days of his life.
这个对于我们新约的信徒来说，就是把自己分别出来，完全奉献归给神。
And it applies to us, believers in the New Testament, that is consecration unto the Lord all the days of our life.
我们先来看第一个。
Let's look at the first one.
清酒浓酒都不喝。
What does it mean to be separate from the wine and similar drink?
酒是地上葡萄所造成可以给人享受的。
Wine is produced from the grapes to be enjoyed by men.
清酒浓酒都不喝是预表我们不去以神以外的世界里头的享受来成为我们追求的目的和我们心灵的满足。
To not drink wine or intoxicating drink means that we have no other joy apart from the Lord, and that God alone is our joy and our satisfaction.
以主自己成为我们心灵的追求和满足。我们的心单单归给爱我们的主。
That God alone is our own pursuing and is our love.
主是我们爱情的中心。
The Lord is the center of our love.
但是讲到这里的时候，我们要彼此提醒一下。
But when we speak about these things, let us remind one another.
这并不是说我们不可以享受神在地上给我们恩典的供应。
It doesn't mean that we cannot enjoy God's provision for us while on earth.
在提摩太前书第六章十七节下半段，他这样讲。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. In the second half of the verse says this.
或者十七节说，你要嘱咐那些 今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐白物给我们享受的神。
Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
所以不要以为一个越刻苦的基督徒就是一个越爱主的基督徒。
So don't think that one who afflicts his own soul is one who loves the Lord most.
服侍主越忙越辛苦的就越属你。
One who suffer the most in ministering to the Lord are the ones who are most spiritual and most who love the Lord most.
稍微舒服或者享受一点就是爱世界。
If you enjoy God's provision, it means you loving the world.
做一个拿细耳人不是这个意思。
To be a Nazarite doesn't mean that.
拿细我们的心真的是单单爱主的。
It means we love the Lord with all our heart.
以致我们能够懂得爱我们身边的人。
That we may learn to love those who are around us.
以致我们也懂得处理掌管我们所接触的生活安排。
That we may know how to arrange our lives, how to be good stewards of God's provisions in His grace.
如果我们心中有某一些东西、人、事物抓住我们的心，影响我们跟主的关系的时候，我们就学习把它放下。
If there's anything or anyone that takes hold of our heart, that it becomes a hinder of us loving the Lord with all our heart, then let us put this down.
免得我们好像以色列人，一方面他们敬拜神，他们也在拜偶像。
Lest we be like the Israelites who worship God on the one hand and worship the idols on the other hand.
但是我们可以享受神给我们的恩典。
But we can enjoy God's what God has provided to us in His grace.
做基督徒是可以受创的。Enjoy and refresh.
Oh, we can, as Christians, we can enjoy and be refreshed.
在出埃及记二十三章十二节这样说。
In Exodus 20, chapter 23, says this. 23 verse 12.
出埃及记二十三章十二节说，六日你要做工，第七日要安息，使牛奴可以歇息，并使你婢女的儿子和寄居的都可以舒畅。
Says here, 6 days you shall do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed.
神叫我们休息、安息、舒畅。
God wants us to rest and be refreshed.
是神给人的吩咐。可以是属灵的。
It's God's command and it's spiritual.
在出埃及记三十一章十七节更加这样说。
Then in verse chapter in Exodus 31 verse 17 says even more.
十七节，这是我和以色列人永远的证据，因为。六日之内，耶和华造天地，第七日便安息舒畅。
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
神自己也安息舒畅。
God himself rested and was refreshed.
所以他也要属他的人在他里头安息舒畅。
So he wants those who belong to Him to rest and be refreshed.
我们是可以应作主给我们的灵魂体三方面的供应恩典，我们可以安息舒畅。
We can rest and be refreshed by God's provision to us for our body, our soul, and spirit.
工作是工作，休息是休息。
there are works and there's time for rest.
初创时候初创。
There are time for being refreshed.
殷勤工作之后有休息有初创。
After you have worked and labored, you rest and be refreshed.
好几个月之前我跟太太去 Queensland。
Many months ago, I went to Queensland with my wife.
那个时候无论是个人或者工作或者教会都很忙有一点累。
At the time, I was quite busy with personal work and with the ministries in the church.
我们就去Brisbane 探望弟兄姊妹。
So we went to Brisbane to visit brothers and sisters.
我们去那个大堡礁啊去潜水。
We went to the Great Barrier Reef to have to do some diving.
开车去要开2000公里。
So we drove for more than 2000 kilometers.
但是很开心啊。
But we really enjoy.
谈天说地。
We talk about everything.
听一些信息，听一些诗歌。
We listen to some messages and listen to some songs.
个人经历的学习，或者在教会侍奉弟兄姊妹们的需要。
We talk about our own learnings before the Lord and brothers and sisters' needs in the church.
孩子跟工作。
Children and work.
很舒畅。
Very refreshed.
也产生很多的提醒或者启发。
And it's truly a time of.That I was a time that we were reminded about many things, and
也被神光照
and we were enlightened by the Lord in many ways.
所以其实我们可以学习休息的
So we can learn to rest.
有时候两夫妇可以一起去休息的。
Sometimes the husband and wife can go and rest together.
不要把我们的中心只是围绕孩子。
Let not the children be the center of our life.
在很多时候，在休息的时候，神能够给我们有新的学习和看见。
Oftentimes, when we are rested and refreshed, God is able to show us new lights.
有时候在初创休息的时候，神给父母两个人更同心一起祷告。
When we are refreshed, God is able to work in the couple that they can pray together and in one accord.
第二，不剃头发。
Secondly, not to put a razor on his head.
就是一个把自己分别出来的一个记号。
It's a symbol of one being separated for the Lord.
刚才我们读到《民数记》第六章第七节。
The book which Numbers that we just read, Numbers chapter six.
第七节说，他的第六节，在他离俗归耶和华的一切日子，不可爱敬死尸。他的父母或是弟兄姐妹死了时候，他不可因他们使自己不洁净，因为那离俗归神的凭据是在他头上。
Verse 6 says, All the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body. He shall not make himself unclean, even for his father or his mother, for his brother or his sister, when they die, because his separation to God is on his head.
离俗的凭据是在他的头上。
The symbol of separation is on his head.
离俗这个字在短短一章里头已经出现13次。
The word separation has appeared 3 times in this short paragraph.
在旧约的希伯来文里头，字根这个字离俗就是 nether.
In Hebrews, this word separation is nether.
它的字根是 nether， 意思是分别。
The word nether means to be separated.
中文翻译拿细尔人，英文 Nazarite。就是从这个字翻出来的。
So the English translation, the word Nazarite is from that word.
所以拿细尔人意思就是分别出来的人。
So the word Nazarite means those who are separated for the Lord.
他的记号就是在头上。
And the symbol of his separation is on his head.
所以不剃头发。
So they would never put a razor on the head.
这里的离俗这个字在旧约其他地方是指作圣冠 Holy crown.
This same word separation in other places in the Old Testament means the holy crown.
在利未记第八章第九节他这样讲。
In Leviticus chapter 8 verse 9 says this.
他把冠冕戴在他头上，在冠冕的前面钉上金牌，就是圣冠，都是照耶和华所吩咐摩西的。这个是给大祭司的。
For the high priest, it says here, and he put the turban on his head. Also on the turban, on its front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord had commanded Moses.
这个圣冠就是这个离俗同一个字。
So the word holy crown here in the original language is the same word for separation.
出埃及记39章30节更加这样讲。
In Exodus chapter 39 verse 39 says this.
39章30节说他用金金做圣冠上的牌 在上面按刻图书之法刻作归耶和华为圣。
In verse 30, it says, Then they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold and wrote on it an inscription like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord.
So, this 离俗这个字在旧约中是用来表达归耶和华为圣的意思。
This word separation in the Old Testament means holiness to the Lord.
So, 拿细耳人就是一般把自己分别出来归耶和华为圣的人。
So the Nazarites are a group of people who are separated unto the Lord for.
这个对于我们新约的基督徒有什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to us in the New Testament?
就是我们要把自己分别出来，完全的归耶和华为圣。
That is, we need to separate ourselves unto the Lord to be holy.
正如路加福音第一章74-75节说既然神把我们从仇敌手中拯救出来我们就要用圣洁公义侍奉他终身的侍奉他
Just like Luke chapter 1 verse 74 and 75 says being delivered from the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life
是整个人七天二十四小时终身
whole being 24/7 all the days of our life
我记得张弟兄常常讲他不喜欢全时间侍奉这个字
Brother Stephen Korn always says that he doesn't like the word a full time minister
不是说一些只是某一些人所谓全时间侍奉才是全时间侍奉
It doesn't mean that if you are in a position to be serving full time, then you are serving full time.
我们每个基督徒都应该是全时间侍奉的。
All Christians are meant to be serving the Lord full time.
全时间侍奉，不全时间侍奉，不在乎我们做什么。
The whether or not you are serving the Lord full time doesn't depend on what you do.
在乎我们有没有归耶和华为圣。
It depends on whether or not we are.Holy consecrated unto the Lord.
不是说聚会带茶巾就是侍奉。
Not only serving is not just leading a meeting or a Bible study.
其他生活工作就不是侍奉。
Then other aspects of your life, they are not serving the Lord.
昨天查经家庭查经的时候有弟兄讲到一个弟兄他做电脑的他每一次面对电脑的难处的时候他都祷告然后神帮助他解决的。
In our Bible study yesterday, a brother shared that he works in IT industry and every time he faces a computer problem, he always pray to the Lord.
不是这个弟兄是他讲到另外一个弟兄。
Oh, he talks about another brother. That does that. He prays to the Lord and the Lord helps him to resolve his problem.
这样做电脑的工作也是归耶和华为圣，也是侍奉。
So even if you work in the IT industry, you can be consecrated unto the Lord to be serving the Lord full time.
上个礼拜我跟一个年轻人祷告，他为着自己的读书祷告，求神给他专注于应该专注的。
Last week I was praying with a young man he was praying for his study, that the Lord may help him to concentrate on his study.
我就问他，后来我问他，你所说的专注于你所在专注是什么意思？
So I said, what do you mean by you need to concentrate on what you want to concentrate?
他说他怕他专注于读书是为着神的。
He said he wants his study to be for the Lord.
这样的读书也是侍奉神。
This kind of studying for the Lord is also serving the Lord.
所以无论是读书、做运动、工作，都是侍奉神。
So whether you're studying, you're exercising, or you're working, you are serving the Lord.
为着神去工作赚钱，养活自己的家，服侍神，是个侍奉。
If you work for the Lord, you supply the needs of your family. You are serving the Lord.
不单单只是一个礼拜一天在聚会的时候才是侍奉。
We're not only serving the Lord here on Sunday by sitting in the meeting.
不爱经使人。
Do not go draw close to the dead body.
在新约的意思就是属灵的死亡。
In the spiritual meaning, is in the New Testament, is spiritual death.
当一个拿细人不小心爱敬死人的时候，就要献祭赎罪。
When a Nazarite, he was not being careful and he go near to a dead body, he need to, offer a sacrifice to clean his sins.
当我们在生活上有肉体的表现，我们就要认罪悔改。
In our daily living, if we have, things that come out of our flesh, we need to repent.
不是视而不见，即属硬性。
We do not harden our heart and continue in the sins.
因为这个硬性会慢慢越来越叫我们失去属灵的敏感。
If we continue to harden our heart, we will gradually lose the spiritual sensitivity.
里头会越来越肉体。越来越黑暗，自己也不知道。
Then there will be more flesh and more darkness, even we ourselves are unaware of.
不爱敬死人。
Do not go near the dead body.
如果在死亡里头爱敬呢，我们就要离开。
If we happen to, by accident, we go near the dead body, we need to leave immediately.
我们都会软弱的。
We will all be weak.
但是我们需要离开。
But we need to depart from the dead.
离开以后，要远离、避开这个罪。
Once we have departed, we need to forsake the sins and things of darkness.
如果 Internet, 电脑的网站。有一些会玷污我们的眼睛，我们要避开。
If there's some certain content on the internet that will pollute our eyes, we need to forsake.
在彼得前书第一章十五节、十六节这样说。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 5 and 6 says this.
十五节，那照你们的祭祀圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15 and 16. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
所以无论在心中的死亡，或者我们行动上所接触的死亡。
So whether it's the death, in our heart or in our actions,
我们都要远离。
We need to forsake
要悔改
and depart and repent before the Lord.
因为神是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
我们是归他的，属于他的。
And we are separated unto Him for holiness.
因着时间关系，我们不得不停下来。
Because of time, we have to stop here.
因为我们好像撒母耳一样，每天都把自己归给神，学习活在神面前。
May we be like Samuel, who truly consecrated ourselves to the Lord and live before Him.
做一个过一个拿示尔人的生活。
To live a life of the Nazarites.
以主自己做我们的追求和满足。
May the Lord be our pursuit and our satisfaction.
把自己分别出来归神。
That we may consecrate ourselves unto the Lord.
叫我们的生活都成为侍奉。
That all our lives will be a service unto the Lord.
远离罪恶，对付肉体。
Let us depart from sins and deal with our flesh.
追求圣洁，追求像主。
Pursue holiness and pursue to be more like our Lord.
做个新约的拿示人。
To be a Nazarite in the New Testament.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们求你用你的爱激励我们。
Lord, we ask that you encourage us with your love.
你知道人的话是无用的。
You know that man's words are so limited.
除非圣灵你自己乐意启示你自己在我们心里头。
Man's words are useless unless you work in our hearts by your Holy Spirit.
我们愿意对你说，主啊，我们的心向你是敞开的。
Lord, we want to say to you, we want to open our hearts unto you.
求你继续向我们说话。
Will you continue to speak to us?
帮助我们做一个拿示尔人来归你。
Help us to be Nazarites consecrated holy unto you.
好叫你得着你该得着的爱。
That you may receive the love that you are worthy to receive.
把荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.